What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled Why the Jews Lie About History and How Bad Will This Get For Us After the Demise of Western Civilization. So, as you guys can probably tell, maybe not, it's raining outside. It's a Florida rain, meaning that rain comes out literally from nowhere. It goes from being nice and sunny to all of a sudden pouring rain. And now it's the tail end of the rain. It's not raining, it's still cloudy. That's why I got my wipers on. Not to mention it's still lightning, if you guys can hear the lightning. So I'm on the way to the beach. Last time I was here, guys, I caught whiting or whitey or whatever the name of the fish is. It's a really nice fish, guys. It's not a big fish. It's kind of like, you know, maybe a foot or 13 inches long. It's really not a big fish, but it has white meat. That's why it's called whitey, I guess. And it doesn't taste like fish because it really doesn't have a taste to it. So I caught two of them the other day. We barbecued them. They really, really were nice. So right now, guys, here in Florida in the summer, whitey, pompano, croaker. I like whitey. I like pompano. The mackerel and the, what you may call it, the bluefish, they're probably gone up for the summer because they don't like the warm water. Anyways, this video is not about fishing, so I'm on the way to the beach. I'm probably going to hang out in the car for a little bit before, obviously, I go out and get electrocuted by the thunder. So I figure I might as well make this video for you. So going back to the point of this video is that why do the Jews lie about history? Now, according to the Jews, we are descendants of monkeys. We were walking around on all fours saying, ugh, 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 ugh. Then Egypt, then Greece, then Rome, and then Rome fell, 1,000 years of darkness, and 500 years ago we had the Great Enlightenment, and now we got Western civilization, and here we are. The truth of the matter, guys, is this is total bull fucking shit, okay? First of all, we were not created. First of all, we were created, but we were not apes, okay? We did have a language. Says so in the Quran, right there. God taught Adam the names of all the animals. So yes, we did have a language. We were walking up upright, okay? We were not fucking animals walking around saying, ugh, 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 like the Jews would have you believe. Now, special thanks to all the people here on MGTOW TV for uploading videos like Max Egan talking about the Chinese Wall, that the Chinese Wall, it was literally a highway between China and Rome. It wasn't to keep the freaking Mongols out because, you know, it didn't keep the Mongols out because it wasn't built to keep enemies out. It was a freaking highway linking China to Rome, okay? Then we had another video uploaded today by somebody new on MGTOW TV about a guy who used to work for the government as a geologist. He was talking about how the government has made contact with aliens. They're building dumbs all over the U.S. Dumbs stand for deep underground military bases where they are expecting humanity to fall. And obviously these elite, they're going to go underground while we suffer. And then when it's all said and done, Big Daddy Satan is going to come here and he's going to rule as the Antichrist for you Christians, or the Dajjal for Muslims. For you Jewish people out there, that's gonna be the Mashugnah, okay? I know you all call him the Mashiach. I call him Mashugnah. Mashugnah in Hebrew or in Semitic languages means crazy person. All right, guys, so at this point, guys, I'm not the only one saying that Jinns are aliens. I'm not the only one saying that this iPhone this internet, you know, this is gen technology. This is not human technology, okay? There are people out there who are hella more older than me, hella more sophisticated than me, hella more smarter than me saying this shit, guys. So for all of you guys out there saying, Amar, you fell off the deep end, there's no such thing as gens or aliens. Yeah, there are people out there who actually worked with them and people who worked with people who know of them. And again, we are uncovering a lot of history, guys, okay? You need to understand the whole notion of 1,000 years of darkness from, you know, the fall of Rome until fucking 500 years ago. That's fucking bullshit, guys, you know. The Muslim Empire was flourishing. In fact, the Muslim Empire was flourishing so much that the Muslims actually came over to America before the Spanish did, you know. It was said that the Moors were the ones who initially discovered America. In fact, the name Tallahassee, right? Tallahassee, which is the capital of here in Florida. Tallahassee has Allah in it, you know. A lot of these Native American tribes here in Florida, they were actually descendants of Muslim of the Moors. So, yeah, the Moors were already here before the Spanish came along, you know. But they systematically kicked out the Moors and eradicated their history. So, yeah, the Muslims did have a lot of history. It was actually a Muslim world order before Western civilization got their act together in the past 500 years. So, what is happening now, guys, is that the Jews are lying about history because they want you to think that, they don't want you to think that there was a history before Western civilization. They don't want you to think that there are aliens in the form of jinns. They don't want you to think that humanity already had a language, that humanity already was communicating with one another. There are freaking, whatchamacallit, pyramids all over the world. You know, there are pyramids in Machu Picchu. There are pyramids in fucking the Yucatan Peninsula, you know. Did all these pyramids just show up all by themselves, you know? Yeah, the humanity was actually dealing with one another, you know, for thousands of years. In fact, King Solomon, you know, the son of King David, actually was able to ride around on a magic carpet. Do you think King Solomon's son was able to ride around on literally a magic carpet? No! He was riding around on freaking flying saucers, okay? You see, King Solomon extensively used the jinns, okay? The jinns were created before we were created, okay? They were here long before us. They're hella smarter than us, okay? And they don't like us. Now, like us, they have free will. However, most of them are bad, some of them are good, kind of like humanity if you really think about it. So the jinns having free will, King Solomon was able to use the good jinns to make his... See, the greatest time in humanity was actually under the command of King David, okay? The greatest time for mankind was under the command of King David, okay? They had all this stuff back then, guys, okay? Fucking flying saucers, all this type of stuff, guys. They had all this stuff back in the day. Don't think for a second that what we have today is something that they never ever had thousands of years ago. They actually had this technology thousands of years ago, but here's the deal. God in the Quran says, I've created, I've destroyed civilizations better than you. So yeah, there were civilizations on this earth better than us, and they were destroyed, okay? You see, God says, I destroy every nation. And the reason why God destroys every nation It's not because that's how he rolls, but because the people become so wicked and so sinful that he has to step in and destroy them. Now, a lot of you guys out there, you don't understand that the Muslims were on the verge of their own so-called industrial technological revolution like 1,000 years ago. But what happened? The Mongols came in. The Mongols literally obliterated everything. What took Islam 500 years to build, the Mongols destroyed in a matter of a few years. In fact, Hulagu Khan, when he murdered the Caliph of Baghdad, he said, "I am God's wrath up for your sins." So even the Mongols knew that they were punishing the Muslims for their wicked sins, okay? So this type of technology that we guys have, this is, I don't want to call it evil technology, but here's the thing. If you guys remember, I've always been saying, poverty and misery is good for humanity. Why? Because the minute humanity or jinns, the minute people get to enjoy life, the minute they get technology, the minute they get to have all this good stuff, they forget God and they become hedonistic, they become wicked, okay? So, look, I'm not saying internet is bad. I'm not saying cell phones are bad. In fact, I mean, think about it. I'm at the beach right now, guys. I mean, I'm just waiting for the thunder to go away before I go out, because I don't want to get electrocuted. I mean, think about it, guys. The fucking Atlantic Ocean is 50, 60 feet away from me, man. Okay? I can throw my fishing rod right here, and it can land in the freaking water. But yet, here I am making a video for you guys that might be seen, you know, worldwide. So, yeah, technology is a good thing. You know, it's not necessarily haram, but it all comes down to the way we use it. This is why poverty and misery is good for humanity, because you don't have the ability to do haram, you know. If you had an airplane, you know, you can hop on a plane, you know, go anywhere in the world and sleep with women and vice versa. If you had a smartphone like this, you know, you can fucking hook up with women, watch porn. So see how you guys can do a lot of haram stuff using technology, okay? This is why God destroyed the Muslims when they were on the verge of their own technological revolution, you know, almost 1,000 years ago by using the Mongols again. So we are going to be destroyed, okay, guys? Whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, we're going to be destroyed. Now, the $1 trillion question is how bad and how, okay? Now, God in the Quran says, Abadi Salahun, see the lightning, guys? Did you see the lightning? Imagine being outside and getting hit by that lightning. I'd be dead. So, God in the Quran says, Abadi Salahun, my slaves who are righteous will inherit the earth, okay? Now, what's going to happen, okay? In a perfect world, the enemies of God, the people who took the Scamorona vaccine, they'd all die, okay? They'd all die, and we would take their Bugattis, their Boeing 747s. We'd pretty much inherit everything that these people built. That would be the perfect case scenario. However, judging by what God has done in the past, we're probably gonna get nuked. You know, we're probably gonna get nuked to the point where we go back to the seventh. We might even go back to like the freaking Stone Age, okay? So this is why I'm saying, guys, I don't know how bad this will be. Will it be total nuclear annihilation, and then we go back, you know, 4, 5, 6, maybe 7,000 years ago? Are we gonna inherit all the nice stuff? Will I still be able to come to the ocean and fish and drive my Mercedes Benz, you know, my C320 that is nothing but problems? But it's good problems, because, you know, the engine is good, you know, take care of small stuff here and there, you know. It's 175,000 miles. If I get it to a quarter million miles, I'd be happy. You guys have to remember, I'm putting over 100 miles a day on this car doing DoorDash. You know, I bought it like a year and a half ago for like $4,000, a little bit under $4,000. It had 141,000 miles on it. It now has a, you know, 175,000 miles on it. And, you know, I put close to like $3,000 worth of work in it in the past year and a couple of months. But then again, you know, I pretty much put 3 years of use on this car in a year. But this video is not about the car. The point I'm trying to get to you guys is, would we be able to use all this good stuff once the people, the evil people, are dead? This is the question I'm asking. I don't know, okay? You know, when the Arabs used to pass by places like Petra, you know, Petra is stone-carved, human-carved houses in the mountains somewhere in Jordan, I think. When the Arabs used to pass it with the Prophet Muhammad would say, cover your faces, cry, and get the hell out of there as quickly as you can, lest the same that happened to them will happen to you. You look at all these ancient places. You look at ancient Egypt, ancient Rome, ancient Persia, ancient Turkey, ancient whatever. They're not being used anymore. Yeah, sure, there are Egyptians. Yeah, sure, there are Turks. Yeah, sure, there are Romans. But what their civilization stood for is long, long gone. I think opening the window was a mistake, guys, because I let in a lot of fucking, mosquitoes. This is a thing you have to understand about Florida, guys, especially right now after it rains, and if it's not windy, guess what? The mosquitoes come out, and I'm getting bit by mosquitoes, man, so... it's not gonna kill me or anything. I just have to put it on high for a little bit, you know. Hopefully, they end up, killing themselves or doing something dumb. Let me lower it so you guys can hear. I mean, again, it's mosquitoes, you know. Nobody's gonna die. I don't think we have any cases of malaria here. So, will one day somebody pass by the White House and say, there were wicked people here before? That's a question we have to ask ourselves, guys. Will somebody pass by the White House and say, there were wicked people here at one time? This is, will the White House become a remnant of Western civilization, okay? And if that happens, again, are we going to go back to the Stone Ages? Are we going to have some of the amenities of today? I mean, without the internet, guys, I'm totally, totally useless without the internet. Even Coach Bitchpill is more useful than me because, you know, worst case scenario, he can do pretty much what he's doing right now, you know, which is go to the local truck stop, put on a wig at night, call himself Georgia Free, and, you know, take care of a couple of truck drivers. You know, Bitchpill does that all the time, you know. On this channel, we don't do that shit. So, take away the internet, I'm utterly, utterly, utterly useless. So, is the internet gonna go away? I mean, think about it. I mean, internet alone is responsible for women being whores. So, from that sense, yeah, the internet should go away. But, how is the world gonna know about the second coming of Jesus if we don't have the internet documenting all this? So, this is what you guys out there need to understand, is that I have no idea how bad this will get. All I know is you don't want to be in California. You don't want to be in blue states. Here in Florida, we really have it good here in Florida, guys. So maybe LA is going to get nuked and Florida is going to be okay. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if we're all going to get nuked. I don't know if there will be nuclear annihilation, but only of certain cities, and everybody else will be spared. I really don't know what's gonna happen, guys. And you know, global homo is all over. You know, global homo is all over the Middle East. It's going into sub-Saharan Africa. I think the only country in the world that doesn't have global homo is fucking Afghanistan. And that's another thing. You know, Islam says our liberators are gonna come from Afghanistan. So should we all move out to Afghanistan? Maybe, just maybe, the Taliban will be our saving grace. Maybe if we move out to Afghanistan and live there, maybe that's gonna be our saving grace. And then when Western civilization gets nuked or destroyed or whatever the hell God decides to do, maybe then we can come back. So maybe, just maybe, we should go to Afghanistan, see what's up over there, wait shit out until Western civilization gets destroyed, and then come back here again. Maybe that's what we need to do. Again, I don't know. Maybe we can just hang around here in Florida. Again, I don't know. But what I do know is a lot of people out there have to die. Guys, the amount of wickedness out there is off the charts. So a lot of people have to die, okay? I know that for a fact. A lot of people out there must die. You guys need to understand. You can't have faggot trannies when Jesus comes back. You can't have Shaniqua twerking when Jesus comes back. Okay, only the righteous, only the pure can be here when Jesus comes back. So what that means is a lot of people have to die. Okay, so once you understand that billions of people have to die, then the scenario could be best case scenario. The Scamarona vaccines kill people. Last I heard, over 50% of the human population took the Scamarona vaccine. So right off the bat, you know, 4 billion people are gonna be dead. And then, you know, in the next 6 months to a year after that, maybe several hundred more or a couple of billions more would be dead. So that would be best case scenario, that the Scamarona kills off the wicked people. Another scenario would be nuclear war. That would kill billions of people. And the fallout alone, you know, like, okay, a nuclear bomb can kill, let's say a nuclear bomb hit New York City, it can probably kill tens of millions of people right there, okay? So just a direct hit from a modern day nuclear bomb can take out millions of people. Now, you lose electricity, you lose gas, you lose infrastructure. The fallout of a nuclear aftermath, people not getting their food, you know, people not getting electricity. Imagine a nuclear holocaust in like winter, right? Imagine you're fucking in New York and boom, a nuclear bomb falls and you lost electricity. You're gonna freeze to death, you know? So it's gonna be one of two things, guys. It's either gonna be the Scamarona shots killing off people, or it's gonna be nuclear annihilation, okay, guys? It's gonna be one or the other. In my perfect world, it will be the Scamarona vaccine killing off people, okay? That way you and I get, I mean, imagine how much of a fuck you that would be to the Jews if all the stuff that they built, all the stuff the wicked people built, we take it over. You know, imagine you ride around in fucking George Soros Bugatti, you know, or you live in fucking what's her name, Hillary Clinton's house, you know. Imagine if you get to live in their house, right? Because we are the righteous and they're dead because they are the wicked. So again, it could be nuclear fallout, nuclear annihilation. It could be Scamarona vaccines. It's gonna be one or the other. All I know is it has to be catastrophic enough where billions of people die. Because again, my slaves who are righteous will inherit the earth, okay? Notice he said righteous. He didn't say meek, okay? Meek means, oh, I'm a poor, I'm a victim. Kind of like how women always claim to be meek when in reality they're not. I mean, best example is Amber Heard. You know, she was like, I'm a woman. Nobody's going to believe you. I'm a woman. They always believe woman, you know, believe all women, right? Because women are meek. God said, Salihun, righteous, okay? You could be King David and still be righteous. You can be a fucking woman and you can still be fucking evil, okay? So the righteous people will inherit the earth. So a lot of people who are wicked out there must die. So, again, it could be Scamarona vaccines. It could be fucking nuclear war. It's going to be one or the other, guys. So, what do you and I do, okay? I mean, is our best bet really to go to Afghanistan? Should we, as MGTOW men, should we, like, put our money together and, like, buy a private plane, you know, or maybe rent a plane? Guys, believe it or not, for you guys to rent, like, a Boeing 747, I think it's called a dry lease or a wet lease, something of that sort, it's not all that expensive, guys. So maybe that's what we need to do. Maybe we need to like rent or own our own private plane, because if shit hits the fan, you know, you don't want to be stuck with the rest of the goyim, you know. Imagine fucking you have to get the fuck out of small town USA, you know. The airport where I'm at, I think a Boeing 737 can land at the airport where I'm at. You know, imagine a Boeing 747, it lands at night, then we get the hell out of here before, you know, the other people do dumb stuff, you know. So maybe that's what we need to do, guys. Maybe we need to buy or rent a Boeing 747. A Boeing 747, you know, it can fly, you know, a couple thousand miles. So it can take us to Europe. It can take us across America into Canada. It can take us down to South America. You know, we don't have to rely on fucking, you know, JetBlue and dumb shit like that. You know, what happens if the internet goes out, right? If the internet goes out, you know, what are you gonna do, man? So, anyway, guys, it's kind of a black pill, but it might be a white pill. So, we don't know, guys. So, I'm just gonna see what's gonna go on, and I'm just gonna let you guys know what my thoughts are. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace!